Canda, it looks like you are up next for item number 15, elk raffle license.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. And to the last comment from Commissioner Teal, I do stay in contact with those folks, the petitioners and the folks making the comments. So we'll continue to have some discussions and carry that conversation forward.
Thank you.
With that then, on to the elk raffle license proposal. And so as I explained previously, each year one elk license is made available by the commission for raffle by a nonprofit organization. The elk raffle license, it's valid in the Custer State Park and Black Hills rifle elk seasons, just so everybody's clear on that. I did recently send out a request for the 2025 elk raffle license opportunity. I'll get those applications put together and provide those to the commission, and then you'll be able to make a selection at your July commission meeting. And again, that would be for that 2025 opportunity. The current opportunity that RMEF, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, is selling raffle tickets for, it will be drawn here in early July as well. So I believe we'll be able to report that winner and those that information to you at the July meeting as well. So your proposal here is to remove the limit of one elk raffle license per individual in a lifetime. As we discussed, it's difficult for that nonprofit organization that you select to vet those folks buying raffle tickets, considering that they're being sold online and across the state at banquets and such. Also with that, considering that the intent of this raffle license is to generate revenue for big game management, we really see no reason to limit it and, you know, to offer that opportunity to raise as much funds as possible. And of course, you know, an individual that's selected for that raffle license or drawn, I should say, will still be limited to one elk license a year, as we do with all of our elk seasons and drawings and such. And so with that, Madam Chair, the department has no recommended changes here and would ask that the commission finalize their proposal.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Canta? Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, with all the other groups out there, there's obviously been a little more interest in obtaining the raffle tag. Are we locked into just one raffle tag, or can the commission change that quota?
Madam Chair, I'll take a stab at that and let Director and correct me where I might be out of line here. But yes, Commissioner Beast, you know, this is identified in administrative rule, this opportunity, and so I do believe that the commission could have some discussion to change administrative rule to offer additional opportunity. Now, if that's something that you're considering here today, I think that would be a significant enough change that, you know, you'd want to obviously put this out for additional public comment and that kind of business, in my opinion.
Commissioner Beast, any final comments, follow-up? Very good. Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to move forward with the finalization on this proposal.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the finalization, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is finalized. Thank you, sir.